This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Track 1.
Part 1. The Old Buccaneer. Chapter 1. The Old Sea Dog at the Admiral Benbow. Squire Trelawney, Dr. Livesey, and the rest of these gentlemen, having asked me to write down the whole particulars about Treasure Island, from the beginning to the end, and keeping nothing back but the bearings of the island, and that only because there's still treasure not yet lifted, I take up my pen in the year of grace in the 1700s and go back to the time when my father kept the Admiral Benbow Inn, and the old, brown old seaman with the sabre cut first took up his lodging under our roof. I remember him as if it were yesterday, as he came plodding to the inn door, his sea chest following behind him in a hand barrow. A tall, strong, heavy, nut-brown man, his tiry pigtail fallen over his shoulders of his soiled blue coat, his hands ragged and scarred with black broken nails, and the sabre cut across one cheek a dirty livid white. I remember him looking round the cove and whistling to himself as he did so, and then breaking out in that old sea song that he sang so often afterwards. 15 men at the dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum, and the high old tottering voice that seemed to have been tuned and broken at the capstan.